com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the program. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we do the show live every night of the week, including holidays like Labor Day. We are here with you.
Labor Day is not a real holiday.
Well, a lot of people had the day off today, I can tell you that.
I've really had the day off.
There would have been, had I taken the day to attempt to do what I normally do during weekdays, I would have been unable to successfully call any radio stations.
Yes, I'm not saying that people didn't have off days, I'm just saying it's not a real holiday.
Meaning it's not a holy day?
It's a made up day so that government workers can get an extra day off. Banks can be closed, and a bunch of other people can have a three-day weekend.
I'll give you that much, yeah. I mean, technically, a holiday, doesn't it have the root word of holy?
It does have the root word of holy, yeah. Yes.
So, anything from the state certainly is not a holy thing.
I disagree. It's a holiday.
Okay. Moving on. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we have Skype. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm. In the last hour, at the very first segment of the last hour, Mark, you began a story that we then subsequently were derailed from and talked about a variety of other things, including the streaker in Vermont. Although, I don't know, can you be called a streaker if you're constantly without clothing?
That would be called a nudist.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a public nudist. How about that? We'll continue giving you updates on him as we learn more about his upcoming run for sheriff and things like that. But so we started the second hour with a story, an editorial piece from Slate.com by one woman who believes that every child should go to the government schools.
Well, not just that, but that if you send your children to a private school, that you're a bad person.
Mm.
Bad like ruining one of the nation's most essential institutions in order to get what's best for your kid bad. So pretty bad.
I think these institutions are completely non-essential. We do not need them in any way, shape, or form. And,
I'd like to ruin them. I think that education is essential, but these things are the below mediocre.
Wasn't it Mark Twain who's famous for saying, don't let schooling
get in the way of your education.
There you go. That pretty much sums it up. So what else was this? Because we barely scratched the surface of this story.
That's right. I just want to go back, and it says, it seems to me, the author here, saying that if every single parent sent every single child to a public school, public schools would improve. This would not happen immediately. It would take generations. Your children and grandchildren might get mediocre educations in the meantime, but it would be worth it for the eventual common good. So how would this work exactly? It's simple. Everyone needs to be invested in our public schools in order for them to get better. Not just lip service investment or property tax investment, but real flesh and blood offspring investment. Mm. Your local school stinks, but you don't send your children there? Well, then it's the badness is something that you deplore in the abstract. Your local school stinks and you do send your children there. I'll bet you're going to do everything within your power to make it better. So,
except leave.
Right. We should all move to Somalia in order to make that place better.
Well, this is assuming that individual parents have any say in realistically.
Well, this is
they don't have a say in how the school board functions.
You can run for school board.
Realistically, they don't have a say in how any individual teacher does their job. Well, so to say, well, we just need to make sure that everybody's invested and everybody will do what they can to make the school better. Nobody has a realistic way to make the school better.
Well, this is a fundamental misunderstanding of economics and how the world works. Sadly, the fact is that governments don't care when everybody's their customer.
You know,
trash pickup stinks and everybody gets it.
And having 1,000 people show up at a school board meeting versus 100 people isn't going to improve it.
It would in that first a few instances, but after a few times...
No, it wouldn't, because they'd all be fighting over everything. 100 people fighting is the same as 1,000
people
fighting.
Showing up wanting something in particular, they'll likely get it at your average school board meeting because
that's
the school
not what
board hasn't seen 1,000 people.
No, no, no.
show up in demand
that's
anything.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about under her paradigm where all these parents just all of a sudden get involved. Well, all those parents have different things that they think are useful for their kids. Some of them like the art program. Some of them like the sports. Some of them don't like art. Some of them don't like sports. Some of them, and then we throw them all in together. They're all arguing over what's the correct curriculum, and then nobody ends up getting exactly what they want out of this.
So then you wind up with a budget that gets increased by, 1.5%, while they claim that they cut the budget by $2.1 million, mm-hmm. and then people argue over whether or not we should rehire the teacher for the advanced children or whether we rehire the teacher that teaches third graders Spanish.
Yeah, and nobody gets what they want out of that, so it doesn't matter how many people participate.
Okay, so innovation comes from competition. We can see that in the marketplace. Government's terrible at innovation, mm-hmm. And they have monopolies, whereas competition, where there's more competition, you'll see more innovation. Customer service is better where there's competition. Customer service is worse where there's monopolies. This lady is a monopolist arguing for further monopoly. At this point, the public school already has a monopoly in getting essentially property taxes from almost every single plot of land in a given municipal area. Now she wants not only the plot of land, but she says it flesh and blood from you.
Right out there.
She is a monopolist from the get-go. She's the kind of monarchist that these old-timey kings and queens could only have imagined for.
Oh, but she would never admit to being a monarchist. She
supports
democracy.
No, that's not liberal enough. But that's really what it is these paradigms are the king and queen have been replaced with everybody. Mm-hmm. You're the government. Well, no the F, you're not the government. This lady isn't the government. You're
She'd
not
like
the government.
Be.
The government's a bunch of bureaucrats who want to do as little as possible and are averse to change.
Mm, yeah.
And it's pretty not much. Even those individuals. It's just how the system works. You can take powerful, dynamic movers and shakers and put them on a school board. You could take the most powerful business people in your geographic area, because people always say, the government needs to be run like a business. The government isn't a business. It's never going to be run like a business. I can't drive the space shuttle like a go-kart. It's not. So the idea...
You've just not tried hard enough.
Right, that's the problem. I could take the best business people from, the five best business people, put them on the school board in my town, and they would be just as ineffective as the school board in my town, because it's not the business people. It is not the model of business. It's the model of a school board.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It just doesn't work. So going on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. More participation in that system will not fix it.
She says, and parents have a lot of power. In many under-resourced schools, it's the aggressive PTAs that raise money for enrichment programs and willful parents who get the administration's face when a teacher is falling down on the job. Of course, they can't get the teacher fired.
No.
They just get her yelled at.
Yeah.
Everyone... all in, by the way, banning private schools isn't the answer. We need a moral adjustment, as you recite something here, not a legislative one. There are a lot of reasons why bad people send their kids to private schools. Yes, some do it for the prestige or out of loyalty.
Including the politicians, by the way. Yeah. Most of the time when you look at politicians.
Not just the politicians,
kids.
But the teachers. Teachers send, public school teachers send their kids to private school at a larger percentage than the average population does. Consider that for a
why
second.
Is that?
We had a principal call in here to argue for private school and public school, his public school that he was a principal for, and then he revealed that his students, his own kids went to private school. I mean, dear God in heaven, these people don't send their own kids to their own schools.
Well, they know. They know how poor they are. They know how ineffective they are.
They really are. I've been in both, and I was moving fluidly through the private, my private school, I was on the dean's list. Switching over to high school and going to a public school, I went from being on the dean's list in eighth grade to failing two classes in that next year. Now, these were honors classes. Admittedly, if I'd have just stepped down to the regular classes, I could have breezed through.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting the superior education And I was doing it in a way that I didn't even have to try that hard
now
because
this,
I was being educated better.
This lady is attacking private school students, but she presumably would also feel the same way about homeschool or unschool.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
All right, so more on the way here. 855 450 free. Do we do have more of this?
Yes,
okay. More of the woman who is on the attack against anyone who does not share her vision for the future, which is a 100% attendance of government-run schools. 855 450 free. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and two XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So apologies if That messed anything up. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you would like quick access to our live streams and the podcast, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right there. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com is a company that... Well, it you know, if you're looking to get a stock, I guess I want to restate this. If you're looking to get a stock, you want a company that has good leadership. What they do is they make LED lighting, and they make this product called an organic Rankine cycle conversion unit. And they have really great placement in their particular industries. But that wouldn't really matter if they had bad leadership. But it's important to note that this company has good leadership. They have, like CEO David Naton, who ran two publicly traded companies, including a company called Farmanet. He was there as CEO in charge of it for 3 years. The stock price went from $9 to $63. And revenue went from $30 million to $400 million, and employees went from 200 to 2,500. He can handle and create growth. He's got strong financial expertise. His team that he's put together there is at forcefieldenergy.com is a strong team. They've done this before. They can raise the capital. They won't mortgage the company's future. And they get primarily compensated in company stock. They own 25% of Force Field Energy. And they can't, they're contractually unable to sell their stock for more than a year from now. That's one of the, that's the main reason why I think Force Field Energy is really poised to shoot upwards, not to mention the fact that they're going from the OTCQB exchange to the NASDAQ exchange. So just if you want to get on board with a stock that I believe is rising, of course, all investments involve risk. It's FNRG. Just look them up online, FNRG. They're $5.20 a share right now. But if you've got $25,000 to invest, you can get involved in the private placement for $4 a share. That's a big savings. You got to hold them for 6 months, and there'll be a warrant after that. And, of course, you can put them in IRAs if that's what you want to do. It's forcefieldenergy.com. If you go there, click on the Contact Us link. You can use an email or the telephone number to get a hold of them in order to talk to them about the private placement. They'd be happy to talk to you. They've got somebody there for you. Forcefieldenergy.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here with an opinion piece from Slate.com, one of their authors just railing against the idea of anyone sending their kids anywhere besides a government school, private school, homeschool, unschool. I guess if you're unschooling, you're not sending your kids anywhere. But the point being, if you don't send your kids to the government school, she says you are a bad person, and she is explaining herself.
Right. It's, you know, I mean, with all the logic of if you don't throw your kids in the volcano, we'll all die. But
we will.
That's the idea.
I better start making kids to throw in the volcano.
You're going to have to find a willing partner. But many others, here she goes on, many others go to private school for religious reasons or because their kids have behavioral or learning issues or simply because the public school in their district is not so hot. None of these are compelling reasons. Or rather, the compelling ones, behavioral or learning issues, wanting a not subpar school for your child, are exactly.
What?
The compelling ones are exactly why we should opt in and not out. So behavioral and learning issues are reasons you should send your kids to public school. And I've seen people actually send their kids to public school because they have these behavioral or learning issues, because they can get the, there's much more money spent on kids, at least around here, when it comes to them being, you know, labeled as having some kind of learning disability. I mean, it seems like now every third kid has some kind of learning disability. When I went to school, nobody did.
Well, they're more interested in finding their kids to have learning disabilities because it means more funding for the school.
It's the money. It's all about the money. If every kid had a learning disability, I mean, how much would schools cost then? It's $14,000 mm-hmm. per student to educate them where we are.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is on a national level, but it's probably around $10,000.
Yeah.
I know New Hampshire
spends
a bit more. public schools are less than that per student. You're getting a better education.
Private schools, you mean?
Private schools. Private
some
schools.
Are, some aren't.
Sure, but generally they are less.
Are they? Okay.
You're getting a better education, a smaller class size, for less money per student. Now, of course, you have to spend that above and beyond what you're spending in property taxes, unless, of course, you happen to be a preacher and live in a parsonage. But that's, you know, that's about the only way you would avoid it.
Or if you're the governor of New Hampshire, who is the wife of the headmaster of a private school who lives in a house provided by a said private school, which is tax exempt because it's on the school property and part of the compensation package for the headmaster of the private school.
That's nice. I'm glad that she has that little benefit.
Yeah. Well, I just remember it became a big issue last year,
right?
Because
she's not invested.
Well, a lot of people were saying, oh, she's not paying any property tax, therefore she shouldn't be able to be governor. But when you actually dig in and look at the facts, she lives in a house that is provided to her husband as part of his compensation because he's the headmaster of a very large, prestigious private school in New
Hampshire.
Does
the private school pay property taxes?
Schools are exempt from property taxes.
Okay, so she doesn't pay. Fine by me. I don't care why she shouldn't be governor. She shouldn't be governor.
She also doesn't pay rent on the house because it's provided to her husband.
I don't see why she should have
as part
rent.
Of his compensation.
If they wanted the rule to be, and I see why the rule might make some sense, if they want the rule to be that you must pay property taxes in order to be governor, they should have made that one of the rules. But I suppose it makes a certain amount of sense. You should be invested. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned,
anyone who's an inhabitant should be able to run for those offices.
I could really care less, yeah. One way or the other. As far as I'm concerned, they've all been bad. She goes on, I believe in public education, but my district school really isn't good. Now, this is in italics.
It's an objection from someone.
An objection, yeah. You might say, I understand, you want the best for your child, but your child doesn't need it. If you can afford private school, even if affording means scrimping and saving or taking out loans, chances are that your spawn will be perfectly fine in a crappy public school. She says these words. I'm not making this up. She will.
So she admits that public schools in many cases are crappy.
Yep. She or he will have support at home, that's you, and all the advantages that go along with being a person whose family can pay for and cares about superior education. The exact kind of family that can help our crappy public schools become less crappy. She or he may not, I keep on saying she or he because she just says she. She or he may not learn as much or be as challenged, but take a deep breath and live with that. Oh, but she's gifted. Well, then she'll really be fine.
Wow, I mean, it's just mind-blowing to suggest that you can put a kid in a crappy
school. Well, it just goes to show
school.
How pointless this education is. Look, I intend to not send my kid to school at all. Currently, he goes to a Waldorf school, but if anybody knows anything about a Waldorf school, he's in kindergarten, and that means that they run around outside, pick up sticks, and play with beeswax. Mm-hmm. I mean, they make lunch, too. So, I mean, the biggest thing he's learning in a day is how to prepare lunch. It's an important task. No doubt about it. They're not even teaching you that in school.
No, they didn't teach me that.
They won't even teach you that in school.
All right.
The reading, writing, and arithmetic thing, they don't teach you that.
So more about this nonsense, this ridiculous idea in a moment here, the idea that, oh, your kid's smart, so just send him to a school where they don't challenge him at all. Well, that's a great idea. 855, horrible idea. 855, 450, free. Oh, but it'll be good for future generations if you do it. We're on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more could be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACO CAI toll free line. You can join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features that you'll find there. You get to actually control the content of our website. And by doing that, or the way you can do that, is by submitting a link and a little description, a little title for that link to the site. It will then appear on our site. It will then be subject to voting, and you can vote it up if you like, and vote down if you don't. And that way we'll figure out what you, the listener, thinks is interesting to you. Yeah, it could be a news article, it could be a YouTube video, it could be a blog post. Whatever you want to submit, you can do it at freetalklive.com.
If you are interested in getting into bitcoins, and I think it's a good idea to take a look at this new online cryptocurrency, because it's being accepted all over. A friend of mine just bought an airline ticket with bitcoins. It can be done. You can buy just about anything out there with the gift app or e-gift or whatever with bitcoins. It's incredible what you can buy with this currency now online that allows you to send and receive money without having to, with a paying, you know, negligible fee to nothing, depending on the situation. And when I say negligible, I mean pennies, which is a huge step forward from things like the Western Union or PayPal, that kind of thing. But also gives you complete control of your bank account. A lot of people want this. A lot of people really don't know what the value is to have complete control of your bank account, but it's a huge value. Again, it is you would have to go get a wallet. That's the first step. Go to blockchain.info and get one of their great online wallets. You can access the same wallet from your Android phone or from your laptop. It's really convenient. Blockchain.info.
All right, so we're going to continue. We will take your calls about what you want. Mark, where are we at in this piece, this anti-freedom to educate piece? This woman wants to have everybody send.
Are you looking
kids
at a percentage of how far
we are
done?
Where are we at?
About halfway.
About halfway. I want to get Howard in here. He is on Skype. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian and Mark. You hear me?
Daryl's here as well. Howard, go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. I hope I'm coming through clear on Skype because your Skype is usually very awesome. So I hope I'm doing the same. But I wanted to talk about, like, I mean, I'm enjoying your show tonight. But a friend of mine, Jenny Cush, she's like an activist in Colorado about cannabis. She was killed in a car accident this weekend.
That's awful. Horrifying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm devastated. And it's just like, I just wanted to express, like, if anybody, like, I know a lot of people in your show is very popular, and I'm sure there's, like, a lot of listeners who may have heard of her. But I just wanted to call because, you know, she was always such a nice person. What anybody thinks about social media, like, people can touch each other in ways where they don't live in the same states, but they can see what's going on with them. And I would know her from a show called Marijuana Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a popular show, and they were the first ones that actually the producer of that show, Paul Cerini, has always said very, very positive things about Free Talk Live, how you guys were actually, like, very influential in the podcast history of what you guys have accomplished. And in a way, they were the same, too, as far as their marijuana activism.
You know, I was just punched up Jenny's name and looked at the Google News. What sad irony that she was killed by a drunk driver.
She was. And the drunk driver was just charged yesterday with that account. And that's the thing. It's like, people, wake up and don't drink and drive. You know, don't hurt anybody else, no matter what your problems are in your life. You have to take responsibility. Jenny Cush she didn't hurt anybody. And I, somebody who didn't care, who didn't take care, who didn't, like, manage their drinking and driving, she killed her.
It's horrifying.
She broke everybody's hearts.
Howard, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. 855-450-FREE.
It's such a tragedy. I mean, you're going through your life, and then death touches you in this way. And It's hard to deal with. It's hard to come to grips with. And I imagine what it's like for people. This is, in his case, he's, you know, knows somebody online. Mm-hmm. He certainly has, he feels a vacancy in his life. And I do a little bit now just from the call. But imagine what it's like for people when it's somebody so much closer. You know, sometimes it's parents. Usually that comes on slow. You get some idea of what's happening. Sometimes it's a spouse in a tragedy like this, or a child.
Yeah, this
probably
was a mom, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably so. The worst of it is losing a child.
So back to the story here about schooling. This lady says you need to send your kids to government school, even if it would be bad for them, because she believes it would be good in the long run.
Yep, she's saying basically that even though public schools stink, if you send your kid to public school, if you're a smart, good family, everything will be fine, mm-hmm. because you'll pretty much educate them at home anyway. You just need to send them there so that they
for 8 hours a day,
so they can
blow that time.
So they can buoy up the rest of the kids.
You can hire a tutor and make sure they get a real education. But make sure you send your kids to the schools.
Yeah, your kid won't end up in prison like my mother's kid did after she let him go to public school. So consider that might be a possibility. She says, I went to K-12 at a terrible public school. My high school didn't offer AP classes, and in 4 years, I only had to read one book. There wasn't even soccer. This was not a humble brag. I left home woefully unprepared for college, and without that preparation, I left college without having learned much there either. You know all those important novels that everyone's read? I haven't. I know nothing about poetry, very little about art. Please don't quiz me on the dates of the Civil War. I'm not proud of my ignorance, but guess what the horrible result is? I'm doing fine. I'm not saying it's a good thing that I got a lame education. I'm saying that I survived it, and so will your child, who must endure having no AP calculus so that in 25 years there will be AP calculus for all.
that statement is full of not only ignorance, but just complete asininity.
Well, it's
I don't even know if that's a word.
It's good enough.
But it's better than what she just said.
It's
I
fake.
Graduated from one of the best schools in the country. It was a blue ribbon school.
Is this public or private?
Public school.
Okay.
And I would say that somewhere near most of what I know today, I learned outside of that school building.
Well, sure.
Well, this is a...
This kind of proves her point, though. She's claiming it doesn't matter.
Then why should it matter if you send your kids, if you don't send your kids there?
Because if everybody doesn't do what she wants, then in 500 years, everybody will be stupider.
So this is an excuse I've heard previously. There's a local show in Keene called Talk Back on Saturday mornings, hosted by some local politicos. And when I've brought up the issue of educational freedom on the show in the past, one of the retorts I've received was, well, I went to government school and I'm doing fine.
Or I went to government school, I went to prison. That is not a valid statement.
Well, it's valid for them. They feel like they're doing fine, and I can't take that away from them.
That's
good for them.
But, that's great.
But if everybody's dumbed down, if the lowest common denominator keeps getting lower over time, if, you know, the average level of education continues to slide and people become more and more ignorant or, you know, they're just not with it educationally over generations, and that seems, you know, some could argue that's what's happening here. Then, yeah, of course, there are going to be some people who, in comparison, you get a class of 100 graduates. Some of those graduates are going to make more money than other graduates. Some of those graduates are going to, you know, have a terrible time in life. Some of those graduates are going to kill themselves. I mean, everybody, you know, there's things happen in different people's lives.
Sure.
And so if everybody's common denominator is going down, then, yeah, everybody will still have the opportunity to say at some point, well, I'm doing fine. Or a lot of those folks will have that opportunity because they can compare themselves to the rest of the people in their class or in their generation. And
so they can look at the people who are doing well, though. Let's take a look at that top 2% and how many of them went to public school is what I want to know.
Government school,
good
question.
Yeah, do you really want, because this is what people always talk to me about when I talk about my son going unschooling. Well, what if they want to go to Harvard? Well, you know, like, what if they want to go to one of the top tier, these 12, you know, great schools in the nation or whatever? Well, the fact is that there are unschooled kids there, too.
Yep.
But if that's what your concern is, for God's sake, don't send your kid to public school.
To say you're fine today and you went to government school is to ignore what could have been. How much better off could you have been? How much more intelligent, how much better educated could you have been had you not been forced to go to the government schools? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Successful.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. pills, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The remaining moments are now. You dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. We can get you on here on this live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl's website is fpp.cc. It is a site where you can get news, and you can get audio, and books.
Books, yes, as well as a free online version of a newspaper.
That's right.
That is also printed and distributed throughout the Shire.
And folks can go and do all those things for free, with the exception of the ordering books thing.
Yes.
And so go to fpp.cc. And what does it stand for, Daryl?
Free Press Publications. And remember the .cc as in Creative Commons.
That's right. So there is where you can get more, a lot more of Daryl's stuff. And hoping to hear good news, you've made a proposal to a major Liberty website out there.
Yes.
To do a newscast for them. I'm hoping that'll work out. We shouldn't say anything more than that. Don't want to jinx it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, you've been sharing with us a piece from somebody at Slate.com about how everyone should be sending their kids to government schools, even if they're crappy schools, even if they know the education is horrible, because, well, it's important for society, is essentially the argument.
That's the idea, is that if all of us send all of our kids to public school, then public schools will necessarily have to get better, even if all of us must endure 25 or 35 years of bad education in order to bring them upwards.
Well, the argument
is okay, because the fact is that if you're the kind of parent that has a smart kid, that smart kid will probably be a smart kid with better advantages even at public school, even if they're not.
And the argument is also that not only would you have to send your kids to the government schools, but you'd also have to get involved.
You have to get involved.
Join the PTA. You have to go to the school board meetings. And as though, you know, all of the people who've ever been involved in these things have somehow helped these government schools get better. There's no evidence that the government schools are getting better. And parents are involved. They've been involved.
Some aren't. I mean, she's going to go on right here and point out what exactly would probably happen in this circumstance.
All right, go.
She says, by the way, my parents didn't send me to this shoddy school that I went to because they believed in public ed. They sent me because that's where we lived, and they weren't too worried about it. Can you imagine? Take two things from this in your quest to become a better person. One, your child should probably do just fine with the best, so don't freak out too much. But two, do freak out a little more than my parents did, enough to get involved. Also, remember that there's more to an education than what's taught. As rotten as my school's English, history, science, social studies, math, art, music, and language programs were, going to school with poor kids and rich kids, black kids and brown kids, smart kids and not so smart ones, kids with super conservative Christian parents and other upper middle class Jews like me, was its own education and life preparation. Reading Walt Whitman in ninth grade changed the way you see the world? Well, getting drunk before basketball games with kids who lived in the trailer park near my house did the same for me. In fact, it's part of the reason I feel so strongly about public schools. Many of my morally bankrupt colleagues send their children to private schools. I asked them to tell me why. Here's the response that most stuck with me. In our upper middle class world, it's hard not to pay for something if you can and think it will be good for your kid. I get it. You want an exceptional arts program, computer animation, and maybe even a Mandarin. I'm not sure what that means. You want a cohesive...
That's a
language.
Dialect of Chinese.
Oh, I see. I was thinking about...
We all need to learn how to speak Chinese because the federal government is so indebted to them that by the time that... You know, three generations from now, when all of the children are well educated, they will need to know Chinese.
Not a bad idea.
So that they can communicate with their new overlords.
Want a cohesive educational philosophy? You want creativity, not teaching to the test. You want great outdoor space and small classrooms and personal attention. You know who else You know who else wants those things?
Everyone.
Whatever you think your children need, deserve from their school experience, assume that parents at the nearby public housing complex want the same thing.
And
no.
Why shouldn't they be able to have it? I mean, parents should be able to have the kind of education they want for their kids. And the government schools are never going to give you that.
Long as you have an environment where the government schools can get as much funding as you want, you set the standard. The fact is you can buy all kinds of products in different ranges of pricing. And that I believe firmly, and can, you know, economists can show in the Liberty Movement, I can't do it here in the next few minutes, but that poor people would get better educations if they were able to send their kids to school for, you know, and pay for
it. It's been shown in poor countries. I think it was India.
We read
a story once about how there are public schools. There are these government schools there, but most people don't want to send their kids there because there are also private schools available that are shockingly affordable. It's something like, you know, $100 a month or something, you know, really, really
cheap. And they scrimp and they save to send their kids to the private school because it's better.
And the parents, for the parents who still cannot afford the very, very affordable rates these private schools offer, the private schools offer scholarships to those students. Why? Because it looks good to the community. They feel they have an obligation to help the community out, and they just give away thousands of free scholarships to people who can't afford them. I mean, look, it works. There's plenty of evidence that just allowing people to decide on their own educational choices results in the greatest variety and the best choice and the best options being out there in the marketplace. And if you don't think that's the case, then start your own school with the best curriculum according to you.
You know, probably the best thing that poor people can do, especially a situation if they've got a two-parent household, is likely one of the parents just can't make that much money by going to work. What are we talking about here? $10 an hour or something? Probably staying home and teaching the kid through public, through, you know, some kind of homeschooling program. Because what she's right about is that, your kid immediately has advantages if your parents are smart, they're driven, they're well-educated, or whatever, these, you know, middle class or upper middle class. Your kid immediately has all kinds of benefits.
Sure.
All kinds of them. But if the parent dedicates themselves to learning the homeschooling curriculum with the kid, that kid is going to have a lot of advantages, too. That right now is something you can do in order to make your kid's life significantly better.
It's true. So are we done?
Or go to the local. There's more if you want it. Or go to the local private school and ask for a scholarship. That's the way your kid's going to get a better education, not by sending them to public school where they can
toiling away in school board meetings for the rest of your life.
Yeah, just argue in order to get something better. So anyway. She says, whatever you think your children need or deserve from their school experience, assume that the parents from the nearby public housing complex want the same thing. Don't just assume it. Do something about it. Send your kids to school with their kids. Use the energy you have otherwise directed at fighting to get your daughter a slot in the competitive private school to fight for more computers at the public school. By the way, the amount of energy you put towards getting your daughter or son in a better school is nothing compared to the amount of energy you're going to spend at that public school board meetings.
Yeah.
It's going to be an incredible amount of energy to get that done. Use your connections to with power and money and innovation to make your local school, the one that you're now sending your child to, better. Don't just acknowledge your liberal guilt. Listen to it. I'm not sure whatever this liberal guilt is that she's referring to, I have none of it. I do not believe I need to throw my child into the cesspool of public school education that's turning in more and more like a jail every day in order to make other people's public school experience better. Here's my advice to those other people. Get your kids out of there. Whatever you got to do, keep them out of there. That's my liberal guilt. My liberal guilt is that you're so silly as to send your kids there. Do something. Get them out of there. It's not my responsibility. They're your kids.
Why do you hate children?
I don't. I love my kid.
No, I'm not talking about your kid. You hate everybody else's child because you don't want to be forced to educate everybody else's child.
Here's what I've got to say about everybody else's child. Why in the world do these people steal money from my kid in order to educate theirs? The fact is that my money, $3,000 of it every year, goes property taxes to educate other people's kids. I've got a kid. That money's coming from his education. Why do you people hate my kid? That's the there's the same question right back at you. It's unconscionable. You people don't pay to feed my dog. Why would you pay to educate my kid?
All right. So, something about the social contract I don't really understand. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just asinine what she's saying of, well, you know, it might not be good for your child, but it's for the greater good of the world and something three generations from now.
40% of some public school students in some areas are coming out functionally illiterate. This isn't a system worth saving. It's a system worth flushing.
Yeah, abandon it and build something better. Consensually. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty
acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.